That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How is everybody tonight? I hope you're doing well. We're going to go into a very turbulent week this next week. But I decided that tonight I was going to talk about love. I'm going to talk about the month of destiny as Venus retrogrades in Leo. And the reason that it's destiny is because the nodes of the moon just changed into Aries and Libra. And when you do those two things together, you've got events that have been planned before you were born. They were planned as you chose your body and set up your astrological chart. So here we go. Venus stations retrograde at 28 degrees Leo on Saturday, July 22nd. That was yesterday. And begins a 40-day retrograde journey back to 12 degrees Leo until September 4th. Venus is beautifully connecting with new energies through the North Node, Aries, as well as reviewing what she has learned in relationships with the South Node in Libra. But she is also in a yod, or a finger of God aspect, with both Neptune retrograde in Pisces and Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, who have been important messages for her to remember and integrate during her retrograde. Now, Venus is going to translate that to every person on the planet in a very special way just for them. So it doesn't happen the same with everybody. Everybody's experience is different. The nodes of fate move through Aries and Libra, from July 2023 to January of 2025, bringing energy and focus to where you are ready to grow into more of your true self. Let's dive into what this means for you personally as we explore the energies of Aries and Libra in your natal chart by expression, house placement, and previous cycles of growth. Remember, if you want a reading on all of this, you can go to my website, new-visions.com, and order your time with me, and we'll cast your chart and we'll figure it all out. Venus is retrograde for 40 days and 40 nights. I want to bring this information to you so you can learn what to expect from these energies. Venus in Leo is strong, confident, and aware. This energy is strongly focused with leadership qualities and can handle many problems at once. This energy can strengthen all the qualities during this passage. Let's take a look on what the planet she's connecting with and what planets she's receiving from. Venus is trining the North Node that has just entered Aries at 29 degrees. This will be very karmic energy. It gives us a greater understanding into where we are and what we need now. Aries and Leo are fire signs, creating a natural recognition and harmony with each other. They connect, and Venus feels an easy flow. The North Node has just entered Aries for the first time in 19 years, so there's something here to recognize and consider. As Venus is stationary, it's standing still. She can clearly see what she wants and needs now, who she is, and will begin to receive recognition, attention, and being comfortable with herself, being seen for who she really is, having the courage to be who you really are. All of you are going to feel like you do have the courage to be who you really are. Venus is also working with the North Node, which encourages her to stay in the moment, to stay in the now, and to trust who she is. Every morning as you wake up, you can ask yourself, what do I want in this moment? What do I need to begin? She will connect with the North Node again around October 4th, so she sees this as encouraging you to set your sights on what's next in your life. And many, many people after COVID and what we've all been through do not really know what's next in their life. So I'm hoping that they'll take the time between now, July 22nd and September 4th, to really reflect and make notes on what they want. Venus is also working with the South Node in Libra. That's the past, and Libra is ruled by Venus. This brings an understanding of what is no longer supporting you, what no longer works for you, what experiences are you learning from. The South Node is not only what's completing, releasing, and ending, but it's where we also learn about ourselves, and what worked and what didn't work. This Venus energy is learning from past relationships. What have you been involved in? What was healthy? What was not healthy for you? You may spend time reflecting back on your life and relationships. This is really the time to keep journal and make notes. And then you can look at them after September 15th. And see how you feel. Be very interesting. Most important, you see your authenticity, your connection with spirit, and what you need in partnerships. And of course, the three things we all need in partnerships are honesty, trust, and caring. At this time, Chile, July 23rd, you are reflecting. You are remembering what you have learned through other people and in what direction you are headed. Libra is not only relationships and partnerships, but it's also open enemies, disagreements. It's where things are not in balance. Where were you on a different page with your partner? Many times, you went in different directions, where the negative energy can show you more of what you need and where you don't want to compromise. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't care what you think. That's not okay with me. Libra can compromise to a fault, where I'll do anything to keep a relationship. I'll do anything to make someone happy, or I'll do anything to make this a success. I can stuff away my needs in order to create a win-win, which is never truly a win-win. This process is just the beginning for you, because the nodes just moved into Aries and Libra on July 18th. Venus has a new focus, and she is aware of and directing her energy towards that new focus. It's really exciting, and it's going to prove to be very interesting for you. There are some other things going on that are important, and you need to be aware of. Venus is caught in a yod. It's known as the finger of God, and she's receiving this energy from Pluto, which represents sex, death, and transformation at 29 degrees Capricorn, along with Neptune, which represents illusions, lies, and deceit at 29 degrees Pisces. Both these planets are in retrograde, and she is stationing retrograde. So there are very, very important energies coming forth here, and you will be shocked at some of the things that are coming this next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now we're going to listen to our weekly cosmic tip, and I will be back with a lot more information. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of July 24th through July 30th, 2023. The week starts off with cooperative energy.
Well, you can erase that space, right?
But by Tuesday afternoon, quickly dissolves into the ego-driven atmosphere that was the energy of last week.
That's okay.
Try not to get sucked
into
the
psychological dark hole
during the work week. Keep your eye on the light and the weekend fun. Wednesday can be a highly productive day, but you can soon feel overwhelmed if you take on too many projects. Don't be hesitant to say no or to delegate. Thursday, July 27th, is good for deep-level relationship conversation.
I'm not.
As talkative Mercury aligns with diplomatic relationship planet Venus.
You have to
people
more.
Could bring up emotionally hurtful issues from the past, opening up wounds and triggering.
So how are we doing with listeners tonight?
Begin your positive affirmations for strength and escape with your favorite movie in the evening. Then on Friday, Mercury moves into Virgo, the sign it will retrograde in on August
23rd. I guess
23rd.
They didn't like the subject.
This provides hints of what you will be repairing, researching, or revising in late August and early September.
So they're turning on,
when Mercury enters level-headed Virgo, it joins fiery Mars. The energies shift from adding excitement
that's
and
good.
Glamour.
Sorry that I'm discouraged, but it'll get better, I know.
As you navigate reality.
It's fantastic.
The energy
how we
improves
doing?
Just in time for the weekend. Saturday is an excellent time to plan a first date or to go out to dinner with your special snuggle. Sunday holds excitement and adventure for sports, hiking, or visiting a local museum.
You may want to take a drive and sightsee some unexplored territory. Relax quietly at home in the evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Okay. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Come in.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
And we're back, and that was your weekly cosmic tip. So we're talking about Venus retrograding with the North and South Node coming into a new area. Things are going to be very important, and the energy will be very intense for the next 4 to 5 weeks, if not longer. Any planet coming into Leo will be caught up in this yod, and there are two more that are going to be involved, the Sun and Mercury. I told you there would be 6 yods between now and November. All this is telling us is that Leo energy is being reprogrammed and expanded, but specifically for Venus. Here's what's coming. Now, this is my intuition and my psychic sensitivity side. I added that in with the astrology. Venus' last retrograde was in late 2021 and 2022, and it was in Capricorn. She conjuncted Pluto in Capricorn 3 times during that time. So this is Pluto, and it's still in Capricorn. That time it was in early degrees. Now it's in late degrees of Capricorn. And this has a huge impact on Venus in her last retrograde. And you just can't make this stuff up. It's not a coincidence. It's a divine plan. There were things in that energy to learn about, like personal integrity, self-respect, your ability to do what you want to do in the world, to feel your power and to be in authority. That's when we went through the lockdown and COVID, and things were forced upon us. Now, this Pluto is finishing up the trip through Capricorn, creating part of this finger of God. It creates an inconjunct with Venus, and that brings tension. Tension in romance, tension in relationships. This is a very different energy from the one we had in 21-22. It's creating a sort of a struggle, a wrestling match. Capricorn and Leo are very different energies. They go about things in a different way. They don't plan the same way. And they don't have the same priorities and intentions. Now, as we approach the month of August, Pluto is calling out to Venus, don't forget what you learned. Enter the wrecking ball. You know I've talked about the wrecking ball. That's coming. When we joined up last time in 21-22 in Capricorn, the wrecking ball just started. Now the wrecking ball, the energy, is finishing up everything. So you need to remember, focus on the long term. What is your purpose? What will serve you going forward? What's the bigger picture? Now what are your plans? The 29 degree Pluto energies are reminding Venus of where she's been and what she had to powerfully transform within herself. The self-worth, your creativity, and your finances. This is what's happening now. So basically, through August and into September, until Venus turns back direct on September
3rd, and she goes back to where she started, which is at the same degree, on October 4th. So now we're holding court. We're doing all kinds of investigating and deciding who and what are out of order and who and what need to have their karma handed to them. Pluto did move into Aquarius for a few weeks earlier this year, but it came back into Capricorn on June 11th and will revisit this 29 degrees of Capricorn in the 4 months of 2024 once again. So this degree point will not be complete for Pluto at this time. Don't look for decisive endings. Look for the middle part. If you were doing a trial, you would find the perpetrator, you would arrest him, you'd bring him up for a hearing, and then you'd have the trial. So I guess we're going to start having the trial. It's a powerful message to remind Venus of what she's been through, what has transformed her heart, and what has brought her into meeting more of her needs. That's what's happening with the people. Pluto is communicating to Venus about what she's been and what the Capricorn, which represents the father energies, wanted to instill in her to take forward and never forget. This is the biggest picture. This is remembering where you're going. Venus in Leo is fiery, inspired, impulsive, creative. And Venus is getting zapped with this energy from Pluto and Capricorn that she's now thinking, okay, right. Remember what I learned about myself, my heart, relationships, what I need, my self-worth, my ability to trust. The universe always shows up for me. Pluto wants to make sure that's part of what Venus is integrating. We also have Neptune and Pisces talking to Venus. This is the energy of what she's learned through relationships across lifetimes and timelines. And that's what makes all of this so karmic. Neptune is the higher octave of Venus. There is very positive harmony between Neptune and Venus. Neptune in Pisces can be spiritual lessons, karmic relationships, or unconscious patterns that you have been involved with in all lifetimes. Neptune is softly shining its energy into Venus in Leo. The energy is softer, more intuitive, receptive, new. Venus could forget to be that way because she's in the powerful, dominating Leo energy. So she could forget to be soft. And she forget to be using her intuition. The energy is understanding your heart. How do you feel about love? How do you feel your own love? Starting with yourself. How you love and accept yourself. What you need to receive. What needs loving. What lights you up. What gives you confidence. Neptune is asking Venus to remember what your soul has been healing and moving through this lifetime. What do you think it is? Make sure that you're not too much in your ego, because Leo is masculine and it's a fixed sign. It can be very stubborn and very rigid sometimes. Neptune in Pisces wants to soften the heart, soften it so it can receive, and soften it towards your thoughts about yourself. I love myself the way I am. That's a song that Louise Hay wrote back when I was working with her in the 80s. We're going to hear that song tonight. It's absolutely beautiful. Remember what you've been through, what you've had to navigate, especially through your intuition, the karmic relationships that have shaped you, the karmic relationships that were beautiful teachers, teachers of energy, of choices, of what you want in life. Your family is always your karmic relationships, as well as your romance people. They're all karma. Then we have Pluto, the energy that wants you to be in your power, wants you to be in your truth, that wants you to stand strong in what you know is necessary for you in this lifetime. And that's changed a lot since we started the 2020s. These two outer planets are quite powerful and have a very big impact on all personal planets. Now, they are both communicating to Venus, and I sense the energy of the heart is being recoded and reprogrammed. The energy about how you understand who you are, what you need, and what you want. That's happening in the next 40 days. As you grow and ascend, this energy will rise above the immediacy of the ego, the immediacy of the three-dimension reality, which is, I want what I want when I want it, without regards of consequences. From this yod, Venus and Leo will be elevating into a higher consciousness, and that may be uncomfortable for you, because this is the finger of God that creates something in us that is other than worldly. Venus is feeling the vibration and frequencies of Neptune and Pluto. Even though she has her sights set on the North Node and is learning from the South Node, there is something important here that you're meant to stop and listen to. So review your life. Look at what you've learned. Look at where you've been. Look at the hard knocks, the turmoil. Pluto is not an easy energy. He wants you to dig deep. He wants you to remember where you've been in every lifetime, not just this one. And that can be hard. I sense the finger of God, the yard, is reprogramming Venus in Leo while she is retrograde, while she is reprogramming her higher consciousness about what the heart has been through, what you have lived through, what you don't want to repeat. And now the energies are slowing down to integrate all that. And a new heart algorithm is forming. This energy is helped by the 10th chakra and the 4th chakra. Remember, I told you about the new spiritual chakras. The 10th chakra is the heart chakra of the universal body or of the light body. And you need to know about it and how to work with the circle of light to instigate it and embrace it and have it open and grow for you. To teach you how to know what you want, what you need, and to really be honest with yourself. And you have to be brutally honest, because that's what Pluto in Capricorn wants. Capricorn is no stories, no frills. Be honest, that didn't work. Then Neptune says, but you learn from it. You gain some knowledge. You understood the energies, the lessons, how it could support you spiritually. Both of these planets are telling Venus, you can have more. You can have better. You can elevate. It's within your power. That is what is being reprogrammed here. If you choose it, if you want it, it is all about your free will to agree to this upgrade. With the availability of accessing the new spiritual chakras, I feel the lesson Venus energies is being reprogrammed, and it's going to be on a permanent basis. Something is happening here with these strong, powerful energies. There's something about there's no going back. There's no lesser version of love. There's no going back. You can't click those red shoes. It won't work. This begins with yourself. Perhaps you have held yourself in low self-esteem, where you haven't set standards or boundaries. You may have felt that you couldn't create that, or that you weren't enough, or that your creativity was substandard. And your light. What do you want to move through in this lifetime? There's something about this Venus retrograde where the universe wants you to understand that you can have better. You can have more love. You can have more creativity. You can have more joy, more inspiration, and more happiness. But, okay, here comes the fine print. Here comes the terms and conditions. What have we really understood about your journey? How have you grown spiritually through relationships and partnerships? And really pay attention to new commitments. Are you willing to make new commitments to help yourself and raise the bar? Knowing that you're worth it, knowing that you can manifest it, knowing that you can create it, and allowing yourself to be reprogrammed. I've told you over and over again, go into the heart and understand what you've learned. You've learned a lot about what it means to be yourself in the world. Don't deny who you are. Don't deny what you want, and don't deny what you need. Venus in Leo is strong. She's direct. She owns it. She can apologize. She's brave. So be brave and require more love. To require more of yourself. To learn from where you've been. To be in your power. To not give your power away for the sake of anything where you've compromised before. As Venus retrogrades backwards, she will have interactions with Uranus in Taurus, which is a square, Chiron in Aries, which is healing, and Jupiter in Taurus, as well as both nodes. And Venus retrograde will be quite active during this time. Venus in retrograde will also be strongly supportive to healthy relationships. They will get stronger and they will get better. Romance, relationships of all kinds, your parents, your children, your boss. If they're healthy, they'll get stronger. This energy will activate more love, will open more hearts. It won't be as brutal as the last retrograde. Rather, it's going to help you get clear on what you want, what you need, and how to get there, and move forward from there. Remember the mantra, I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve. I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce with VBS Radio. We're going to take our half-hour break. Please listen to the song. It's absolutely beautiful. And we'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe. And hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. The number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I love myself the way I am. There's nothing I need to change. I'll always be the perfect me. Nothing to rearrange. I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I am. And I love myself just the way I am. I love you just the way you are. There's nothing you need to do. If I feel the love inside myself, it's easy to love you. Behind your fears, your rage and tears, I see your shining star. And I love you just the way you are. I love the world the way it is, 'cause I can clearly see that all the things I judge are done by people just like me. So tell the world of peace on earth that only love can bring, and I'll help it grow by loving everything. Myself the way I am, and still I want to grow. The change outside can only come when deep inside I know I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I am, and I love myself just the way I am. Oh, yes, I love myself just the way I am. I love myself just the way I am.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was I Love Myself the Way I Am, written by Louise Hay and sung by Alice Adelink. And you can get it on iTunes. I hope that you do, because it's a great song to listen to every once in a while. So I want to take a minute and I want to thank Galileo. Galileo discovered the planet Venus in 1610. So what happens with your love life when Venus retrogrades? Part of tonight was, where is the love? Where's your love? Every 18 months, Leo, matters of the heart, love and money, creativity and fun. And Venus has retrograded into that heart energy, and Venus represents love. Venus represents matters of the heart, love, money, creativity and fun. Venus retrogrades in Leo at the same time the lunar nodes are shifting, which makes August the month of destiny. With more than half the planets retrograde at this time, we will be reevaluating, reassessing, reviewing, and perhaps even rekindling some relationships. And you will notice this in politics around the world. Everybody's going to relook at things. Should we have done this? Should we have done that? What's the result of this or what's the result of that? It'll be very interesting to see the truth that comes out as we go through that energy. When planets retrograde, they provide a window from the past. So during August and September, you can expect a lot of your people from the past to show up. It can be former lovers, former friends, colleagues, employers, neighbors, and it can even be that one that got away. Venus rules romance, beauty, love, money, creativity, matters of the heart. When Venus is retrograde, you reassess things that bring you pleasure, things that you value in your relationships, love, finances, and the way you want to be looked at from others, other people's perception. Plus, you also work on your physical beauty. And as with anything, during this time, this 40 days, there are several things that you should not do. I'm using the word should, but of course it's always up to you. 1. Do not get married or initiate a new romantic relationship. Venus retrograde in Leo is known to break up. Break up moments, shake ups, wake up calls. You may be feeling some of this energy now. You may even be getting a divorce. Venus squares Uranus and Jupiter during this time, bringing a lot of tower moments. A lot of you will be meeting new people. It's summertime, social time, summer loves. If you are planning a wedding at this time, you're fine. Just be sure to sign the official papers after Venus goes direct, after September 4th. The last time Venus was retrograde in Leo was July-September 2015, and that was the summer of a lot of celebrity breakups, one being Ben and Jennifer. So that's just an example of how it all works. Because you get into a relationship, and then in the middle of September, you may say, is this the right one for me? I may have moved too quickly. So be careful. 2, don't start a new business with Venus retrograde. Venus rules money, finances. So when Venus is taking her beauty sleep for these 40 days, you will not be receiving the full power of Venus blessings. In fact, there could be disruptions and shocking news about money at this time. Be prepared. 3. Do not make any drastic changes to your physical appearance. Venus rules beauty. And again, you are not receiving the full powers of Venus. If you have long hair and you want a fashionable short haircut, wait until after September 4th, or you may regret doing it and not like your new look. And this also includes elective surgeries and Botox. Wait it out. 4, do not overspend or splurge on things you don't need. Venus rules money. Don't buy a home or a yacht or an aircraft or a new electric car because you will regret it. So wait it out. It's not that long, and I'm sure you can do that. Venus retrograde is about reassessment, investments, finances, and things about how you can look forward in a positive way during this aspect. Sure, you can buy that house or car, but after Venus goes direct, and it's only 40 days, you might say, I really made a mistake. It seems to me that someone else we know had that test of 40 days and 40 nights, and he came out on top. This week, Venus and Leo will square Uranus and Jupiter for the second time, and it will again before it leaves that sign. So, I have my Uranus in Taurus, and this Uranus is right on it. And I also have my Pluto in Leo, so anything can happen. I already had one experience. I had 2 very large charges on my PayPal account from something that I never charged, and it took me a day to work it all out and get rid of it and finally get a credit, which I did, but it took a long time. And this is an example of what can happen. Look to Tuesday the 26th and Thursday for some events to come down. Part of that was in my weekly cosmic tip. Remember, you can download the archives every week. Remember, these squares are breakthrough moments where something sinister and deceitful can and will be uncovered. And then, of course, you have to start the energy of getting it all straightened out. So we've come to the end of tonight's show. We are going to have the meditation. And next week, I will be telling you about the full supermoon on August 1st in Aquarius. Right now, we're going to listen to Nat King Cole tell us about love all over the world. And then we're going to have our meditation and go out with Richard, saying we can live together in peace. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness
fear and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you, You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.